If for some reason you want to fart less, I mean, I enjoy a great fart. Doesn't everybody? Just so satisfying.
Yeah, that was a good one.
So good.
So satisfying. But if for some reason farting is ruining your life, there are certain foods that you need to cut out and cut out immediately because they do nothing but cause gas in your body. For example, beef and pork. If you eat a lot of beef and pork, that's probably you right now. Beef contains an amino acid that contains sulfur. And when the body breaks it down, gut bacteria turn into a sulfur compound causing...
And it's not only gas, it's stinky. Like, these are going to smell. Like,
oh,
you can't get away with these sulfur. Just being airy.
Yeah,
these are going to be very pungent.
I think stankaroni is what they call it.
It stings the nostrils.
Yes.
And you know sometimes, and not to be too gross, but you know sometimes when it is hot,
oh, you know it's going to stink.
Oh, yeah.
No.
It's there. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, if it comes out hot, it's a problem.
Yeah.
Fatty pieces of beef and pork can break down. Like, they are slow to digest because your body just is not used to doing that. And, well, it just takes longer anyway. So it takes 2 full days to fully go through your system, fatty pieces of beef and pork.
Wow.
So that gives it more time to ferment in your belly.
Oh, yeah.
And when you think of fermenting, it's like the bubbles and the gases and the smell. And it has time to sit in there. You know? So stay away from beef and
nice
pork.
Nice and ripe.
Yeah.
Yep. Ooh.
Oh my gosh.
That's a
like
medical
old
problem.
Man. Yeah.
You need to go to the ER right
Checked
away.
Out.
Flabby butt cheeks.
Another thing, if you want to cut out the farting, or at least eliminate the smelly farts, don't eat any more garlic and onion.
Oh, God. Mm.
I know, which is so delicious. It adds so much flavor.
Yeah.
And that stuff is healthy. Garlic and onions healthy for you.
But yes, onions, leeks, garlic, scallions, wheat. The human digestive system can't metabolize it, so it just ferments in
Did
there.
Did you say wheat?
Wheat is included in there, yes.
Wheat, like 100% wheat is supposed to be very healthy with fiber and everything.
Well, fiber, yeah, but what does fiber do when you get it? It causes you to fart.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not about the farting. It's about the smelling.
It's about farting and the smell. Yeah.
Well, and then, Matt, you would say, and I know other people that are on Ozempic or Wegovy or whatever, and it slows down the digestive process, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct. So it makes everything smell 20 times worse.
Because it's rotting in your
just
body for a while.
Yeah.
Oh.
Rotting.
But I mean, skinny or really bad smelling farts.
Oh, yeah. It's more of a problem to the rest of my household than myself.
Why would you care?
Yeah. No one cares. Everybody likes the smell.
How often do you smell your seat after you fart?
Ew.
My seat after I fart?
Yeah.
Never.
That's He's hilarious, not in the third grade.
Funny though.
I think it's a fetish we just stumbled across for a squid.
Saying never, it sounds like that's what someone who would do it. I can't talk.
Next time we have an attractive woman in the studio, just put a camera on the seat. See how long it takes squid to go smell it.
Oh, no.
If he's smelling his own fart, you know he's going to smell that one.
Yeah, he wouldn't.
Do you guys sniff your pants before you put them on?
Yes.
My husband does too, and I find it so foul.
It's definitely a dude thing.
If it's not the first time I'm wearing it. Like
the first time,
if it's fresh out, no. If I've worn them already, faux show.
Yeah, we'll say to you, I, honest to God, have never done that. Honest to God.
I believe you.
Honest, I wouldn't even bring it up.
I don't think women do that.
I do not sniff my pants in the crotch area or the butt area
before I put them on.
I don't do
the crotch, I just do the butt area.
I'm not sniffing my pants.
I don't really do that at all either.
No. I just don't.
I don't know why.
Do you ever rewear your jeans 2 days in a row?
I do.
2 days, yes. Mm-hmm. But I don't really go much more than that.
No, but after one day, I'm like, let me just check. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, and I'm like, oh, surprising. We're like, oh, no.
Yeah,
no.
Be surprised.
Nope. Mm-hmm.
I see my husband do it, and I tell him that is just not attractive.
Yeah, it's not something we like want to tell people we do, but we do it.
But they do it.
Yeah.
They do it. Sniffing butt.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Another thing that if you are having really smelly farts or a lot of farts and you want to stop that, cut down on the amount of chicken. And it's the same idea.
So you're basically saying, let's just starve.
Well, no.
No chicken,
or
beef,
no.
It's that things that you can digest. Like if you're eating vegetables. If you're eating a lot of vegetables, like leafy greens and stuff, it's fiber, and then they're airier farts. But this meat and, meat, artificial sweeteners, high fiber foods, they will cause airier farts. But like broccoli, asparagus, collards, cabbage, they take longer to digest, and that's why it's smelly. It's sitting in there.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Mm-hmm. And
broccoli smells like farts sometimes.
Yes.
Broccoli. Oh, yeah.
Yes,
especially
for sure.
Like, yeah.
You know, you should do a segment of the foods to eat that have the best smelling parts.
I don't think there's any.
You know, so I wonder if that's a study. If I eat this, even if I have to release, that it's not going to smell bad.
I have to release.
I've never smelled a good smelling fart.
No, I've neither.
Well, less pungent or whatever.
Or like, no, I mean, no smell. Or like, or less
more
chance
silent.
Of smell.
Yeah. More of a scent.
Oh, you're smart. Smells so
just air. Because sometimes you get those airy ones with no scent.
With no smell
those
at all.
Those are the best ones because it just it feels good coming out. Yeah. And then it's just like, no, nothing. Good.
And you feel immediate relief too. Yes, it's like oh, you feel it in your stomach, and then it go, and then it, there's no smell. It just was satisfaction.
All right,
yeah, that's a relief, Jason. One right there.
I'll write it down for you.
Well, they always say silent but deadly. It's not always the case, but lots of times I don't know why that is. They're less airy, maybe.
Maybe. Mm-mm. I don't know. But another thing, and I did, I mentioned artificial sweeteners. The body struggles to digest artificial sweeteners like stevia, aspartame.
Stevia is not artificial, is it? I thought it's more natural.
I don't know. This is just according to the study.
Maybe, I don't know. I was going to go down a road.
I think it has to be in the raw, correct?
The raw form of it. Yeah, so it's got some chemicals, I guess.
Mm. Well, high fructose corn syrup also causes excessive gas and diarrhea. People with IBS, Jason, should be very cautious about the amount of sodas and sweets that they consume.
And I am. Yeah. I don't typically drink any sugar. I don't drink any sugar sodas now and rarely have, except for those donuts. You weren't here for that. You weren't here for that? You weren't here for that.
I was.
She was not.
The donuts were so good.
That's the only sweets I've really liked. The donuts was unbelievable. Unbelievable.
He was the truck.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, donut envy.
It was like this.
Donut,
I never had something that tasted like a sweet like that. That tasted.
Mm-hmm. They're like minis, but not holes. They're like just small, just donuts. Mm-hmm. They're delicious.
The owner and of the business emailed and he was like, "Do you have any opportunities?" Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
Every single Friday.
Donuts?
Funny you should ask.
Yeah. Wow. Do you have a lot of smelly farts since you've been cutting it down?
I think when I eat a lot of fiber.
Okay.
Well, I think I'm just, it's, I don't know if it's necessarily more smelly, but it's more often.
Mm-hmm. Broccoli, every time. Cauliflower, every time.
But I will say this, the worst thing I ever did was eat like two big bags of Brussels sprouts. And it made me constipated. It was the worst feeling I've ever felt in my life.
Mm. Katie's like, you've been constipated for like 7 years.
Life. My whole life.
Constipation, though, when if you're not, it's
was,
the worst.
It was off. I just felt off. Everything you do, everything.
You get brain fog. You're tired. Off. You're lethargic.
You're literally full of, you know what?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And it's just
Matt,
sitting there.
With your Ozempic and the meat that's rotting in your body for sitting there for so long.
Thanks for putting it that way.
Do you feel off, like constipated or no?
Yeah, I've never had issues before. Anytime somebody, Katie, anybody who's been constipated has talked about it, I'm like, what's the big deal?
Oh.
Yeah.
And then now that I've had it, I'm like, this is the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is.
Makes like, you angry.
It's almost worse than feeling like you just have to go constantly.
Yeah.
Because like, at least then there's some relief.
Right, the relief.
Well, I will say this. I've narrowed it down because I was going back and forth of what's worse, being excessively constipated or having it where you have to go. And have to go is great because even though it hurts bad and it comes in waves and you're in pain, at least you have the opportunity to get rid of it. And the constipation, you just feel off for a longer period of time. But I don't like the fact when I'm all of a sudden, I'm going like, for instance, to a show or a bar, and all of a sudden I get that pain where I've got to go, and there's like the bathroom has no door. That's the scary part.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Now I'd rather be constipated at that part.
Yeah.
Oh, it's terrible.
You know what I mean? It's terrible when you just like you're in a club or a bar or like if we're in Savannah, one of those bars was like mud basically on the ground, and you've got to go in there, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's awful.
The only
it's
way terrible. That I relate to that at all is when I have taken a laxative and it kicks in, and then you're like, Oh, I better go right
but
now.
This hurts.
Yes,
I get
can
to
hurt.
The point where I can't, it's like, ow. Uh-huh. Like, Jared, remember we were at the diner over here?
Yeah.
I think
Squid
was there. I was in like pain where I almost passed out.
And then I was go to the bathroom here. Yeah. I can't hear.
Can't do it.
I'm like, dude, go.
Yeah, I was in pain, like to passing out. That's terrible.
And then when he didn't go to relieve himself in the bathroom, me and Squid were like, well, we can just keep talking then. If you're not going to think about it, you're not shortening our lunch.
Yeah.
We're
speeding up.
I'm not going to suffer for you.
That pinching sensation hurts.
It's not a good thing.
Painful, yeah.